You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. It's a hot new book, number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list now, already optioned for the movies, and boy, it will garner quite a bit of fun reads and a fun summer for many young adult readers. It's called An Ember in the Ashes by Saba Tahir, and Saba is on the phone with me to talk about this new hit. Saba, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you, Mark. It's very nice to be here.
I want to talk about the beginning here. When you were writing An Ember in the Ashes, did you have any inkling about the success it would garner? Because you are garnering a lot of attention, Saba.
I really didn't. I was just trying to get the story on paper. And it had been rattling around in my head for so long and just wanted to tell it.
Well, you have a fun little biography on the book jacket that talks about growing up in California's Mojave Desert, your family's 18-room motel, and how you devoured novels from your brother stole lots of novels and stole comic books from your brother, I guess, with all those roots. But I also learned that you worked at the Washington Post as an editor. So how did all these experiences add up to this new novel?
You know, I grew up in this really isolated town, and my parents did have an 18-room motel there, and we had a lot of people coming through the motel, all sorts of people. And so I think that sort of gave me an appreciation for all the different types of people that, you know, exist in this world. I didn't feel like I fit in my hometown. You know, I felt like I was picked on, and I watched my parents and my family get picked on and deal with racism. So I felt really isolated as a kid. And, you know, you mentioned that in my bio I talked about books. I turned to books as a kid for comfort and, in a way, you know, for friendship because, you know, it was my solace and it was my escape. And then, you know, as I read, I started to love writing, and, you know, at the time, I didn't realize that I could have a voice and I could feel a sense of power through my writing. But as I grew up, I did realize that and learn that. And then you were right again. I worked at the Washington Post. I started working there in 2004, and in 2007, I decided to write a book. And it was the stories I read at the Post that, you know, helped inspire the subject matter of that book. So, you know, I was reading about the Sudanese genocide. I was reading about extrajudicial jailings and child soldiers and child slavery. And all of those things sort of combined to plant the seed for Ember.
And as you were reading when you were young, mainly fantasy and science fiction, you know, what were some of the books that really intrigued you?
So I really loved, you know, The Sword of Shannara by Terry Brooks. I love the Dragon Riders of Pern series by Anne McCaffrey. I love Toni Morrison's work, even though it's not fantasy, but there is sort of an element of the fantastical to some of her books, and so I enjoyed that. I enjoyed David Eddings, who wrote the Belgariad series. I loved comic books, so I loved The Crow and Sandman by Neil Gaiman, and a lot of, you know, sort of classic comic books like, you know, X-Men or, you know, Superman, that sort of thing.
Now, was that a little different for you being a girl and interested in those things? What did you face, Saba?
I didn't really, I kept my, you know, enjoyment of nerdy things to myself. So, you know, my brothers always kind of included me. You know, they were never like, well, you're a girl, you can't do that. They were like, well, come on, what are you waiting for, type thing. So I didn't ever feel, you know, self-conscious about my love of fantasy or my love of comic books.
I'm speaking with Saba Tahir. She is the author of the new YA novel, An Ember in the Ashes. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And I'm sorry, Saba, I have been remiss in not talking about the plot of the book, but why don't you share the story of Leia and Elias?
Sure. So Ember in the Ashes is a young adult fantasy. It's about two people. The first is Leia, and she is living under a brutal empire. Her brother is taken from her by empire soldiers and thrown into prison for treason. And that's basically a death sentence for him. So her goal throughout the book is to find the courage to get him back. She's not particularly brave, so this is really a challenge for her. And she has to go through, you know, all sorts of horrible things in order to find that courage. The other character in the book is an Empire soldier, and his name is Elias. He is at a brutal military school called Blackcliff Military Academy, and all he really wants to do is escape this school and escape the Empire and escape his duty. But before he can, he's ordered to participate in a series of tests that will decide who the next emperor of this empire will be. And he meets Laia in the process, and they sort of realize that their fates are intertwined and that their decisions are going to affect the future of the empire.
Well, in the book, the empire has many different areas, but the Blackcliff and the like, even though it's right by the sea, is on the edge of the desert, and there's lots of starkness there. Influenced, no doubt, by growing up in the Mojave Desert?
Yeah. You know, the desert is where I lived for 17 years while I was growing up, and it's a very, very stark place. It's a place of extremes. Sometimes it's absolutely beautiful, and, you know, sometimes these huge dust storms would roll in, and you couldn't see anything, and there would be debris flying in the air, and you'd have to stay inside. So it's absolutely this a very, very inspiring place. And when I set out to write, I didn't realize that, the story would take place in the desert. It just happened naturally because that was the environment that I was thinking about, you know, subconsciously.
Well, what was your favorite part about while writing An Ember in the Ashes? I find it interesting that you write well for the male voice, just as well as you do for the female voice. But what did you have the most fun doing as you were putting together the story?
You know, for me, it was really the dialogue. I really enjoyed writing dialogue and hearing these conversations in my head and sort of thinking about what these characters would actually say. Maybe writing a conversation and then thinking about it and rewriting it. And I think really just that that wonderful period when you write where you just sit back and you close your eyes and you see the story in your head, that was my favorite part.
And what is your writing style? I mean, I've talked to authors who have a specific time of day or a routine they go in or a goal they set to write, a certain number of words every day. Sabata here, what is your routine?
My routine is that, you know, I wake up and I usually, either I work from home in my study, but I often go to a coffee shop for a few hours in the morning. And I mess around for a little while, you know. I go on Twitter and I go on Facebook and I'm very bad and I don't do my writing. And then usually once I realize, like, oh, I only have a few hours left, then I, you know, put on my headphones and block my Wi-Fi and start to work. So I don't know if I'm the best example for writers because I do mess around a lot. I'm trying to get better.
Well, everybody has their own style, so yeah, just developing on your own. Well, what has surprised you the most in reaction to An Ember in the Ashes?
I think how much reaction there has been. I just didn't expect that. It's really been wonderful, and it's been, I think, my favorite thing is hearing from teenagers who, you know, the story resonates for them, and all sorts of different things resonate. You know, sometimes it's Elias and his struggle for freedom. Sometimes it's Laia and her struggle for courage. Sometimes it's some of the side characters, you know, and maybe their hope for redemption. So it's just been, it's been surprising but really wonderful to hear those reactions.
Well, it was number two on the Spring 2015 Indie Next list, and I mentioned the New York Times bestseller list, and optioned by Paramount to be made into a movie with your brother producing it, keeping it a family affair, eh?
Yeah, my brother's in film, and he's super smart. He knows me really well. He knows the material, and he worked with Mark Johnson, the other producer, on Ember, on the Chronicles of Narnia. And then, you know, Mark, of course, is, you know, executive producer of Breaking Bad. And so, you know, they're a good pair. They're friends. They work well together, and you know, they're able to, you know, include me to whatever degree is healthy for a writer. and that's really wonderful.
I'm speaking with Sabaa Tahir. Her book is An Ember in the Ashes, a young adult novel available where books are sold. More details about her work and the book at wvxu.org. And beyond that, you know, I was reading some of the cut lines that came with the publicity materials, and there was, what did I read? The Hollywood Reporter says, An Ember in the Ashes mixes The Hunger Games with Game of Thrones and adds a dash of Romeo and Juliet. That's some big company you have right there, Saba.
Yes, I know. I'm a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I was going to say, any pressure on you as a first-time author?
You know, I really just try not to think about it. I have two little kids. They're 6 and 3. And I actually think that helps me not think about it, because when you're thinking about your kids and you're thinking, oh, gosh, you know, I got to plan the birthday party this weekend, or, oh, no, you know, he's got to get enrolled for preschool, or, oh, God, what is that stain? You know, I think that you just don't have time to think about comparisons and, you know, expectations, and that's great for me.
Well, do you have another story? And you said you worked on this one for a while. What was that initial catalyst, and what are you hoping to do in the future?
You know, in the future, I really do want to write the sequel for this book, and I'm just planning it out in my head, you know, and whatever I can write, I'm, you know, writing down the things I'm thinking of and hoping to continue the story.
So unlike many fantasy and sci-fi series, you didn't start this as a 3 or 4 book arc or George R.R. Martin's helm, you know, infinitesimal part arc. You started just as one book, one story, but now it's grown into something and you have more stories to share?
Well, I always sort of saw the characters' entire arcs in my head. So I knew that their stories could continue if I so chose. It was just sort of a matter of whether that was something readers would want.
And what do you think readers will find most intriguing about this story for the young readers who haven't read An Ember in the Ashes yet?
You know, I think that Ember has some substantive themes running through it, and maybe some things that people don't often get a chance to read about. You know, what is it to be an oppressor? What is it to be a woman in a place where women are routinely abused? What does it mean to stand up, you know, for what you believe in? How far do you go for the things that matter to you? The stakes in Ember are life and death, not just, you know, of one person, but of an entire empire. And I think because of that, young readers will hopefully be grabbed by the story.
And are you going to stick with young readers as your target audience?
Absolutely. My favorite audience.
Okay. And why is that, Sam?
I just think that, you know, you cannot lie to young readers. You have to tell the truth. You have to dig deep in yourself and ask yourself as a writer all of those questions that I just talked about. And if you don't, your readers will call you on it. And that honesty and that freshness is something that I think is good for everyone.
Well, thank you for your time this morning. And I love the story. Look forward to your future stories.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate your time.
Saba Tahir's An Ember in the Ashes is a thought-provoking, very pulse-pounding read. You can find it in bookstores and learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. This is The Book Club at 91.7.